Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And sad news today, a sequoia has fallen. 78-year-old Frank DeFord died in his Key West, Florida home after nearly 37 years as a sports commentator for NPR. Here he is talking about what he loved about it.
The beauty of being on NPR was that I had an audience that was broad. And the number of letters that I have gotten through the years, people who say, I never cared about sports one bit, but I enjoy listening to you. And again, that was because I was bringing sports into the mainstream. And I'm sort of proud of that.
Frank DeFord there talking to NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, you traveled to Frank's home about a month ago for that last interview. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was because he was announcing his retirement from NPR. It was kind of like an exit interview. He wasn't able to meet me at the door because the lung condition he'd been dealing with kept him from moving around a lot. He was using oxygen to help his breathing. So his wife met me, took me downstairs to Frank. And of course, the first thing I hear out of his mouth is, I'm sorry that he couldn't be a more gracious host. And several times he thanked me for making the cross-country trip. He thought it was a bit crazy. I'm based on the West Coast and he was in Key West. He thought it was crazy. Of course, it wasn't. This was Frank. For all he accomplished, people who knew him from Morning Edition producers to VIPs, they will always talk about what a kind and gracious man he was.
Well, you know, it's funny. We spoke to his brother, Gil, who lives in this area, who wanted to remind people that although he could be curmudgeonly on the air if something was happening in sports he didn't like, he was the most generous person and also such an inspiration to journalists like yourself. Why?
He was a sports writer by title only, Robin. You know, he said he never considered himself a sports writer. He considered himself a writer who wrote mostly about sports. And, you know, you read his stuff through the years in Sports Illustrated. You listen to his commentaries, and it's obvious he was a writer. A lot of writers, sports and otherwise, tear their hair out when it comes to the writing process. But not with Frank. He loved that part of it because it came naturally. And I asked him when he first knew he was a writer, and he said, when he was in grade school, his writing class got an assignment. All the kids wrote about half a page. He wrote eight. Mm. So he knew something was up then. And, you know, for all he did for us at NPR, his Sports Illustrated articles were amazing, mostly profiles where he would go way deep on his subjects. And he told me his nickname became Frank DeFreud for his in-depth psychoanalysis of Bobby Knight, Jimmy Connors, and countless other sports figures.
Well, NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, I know you'll have more thoughts during the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
He's helping us remember Frank DeFord, who died yesterday in Key West, Florida. And we want to leave you with some of Frank's last commentary. He was commenting in May on the fact that the Ringling Brothers Circus was also shutting down.
Well, by coincidence, this particular tiny show on Earth that consists entirely of me talking about sports on NPR is also folding its tent flaps. Yes, this is my swan song, my farewell, my last hurrah. Adieu, adios, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen.